Thank you, Chairman. We had a very productive meeting, I think, in June. A challenge for us was a significant turnover of membership. We have roughly 15 new members this year. To facilitate their integration into the system, we conducted an induction program, which I think went very well, and in my mind, certainly gave me a much higher level of comfort that the ability to cope with staggered terms can be managed, will be managed. 2013 isn't really much of a challenge. We'll have perhaps six or seven new members. 2014 is the big wave. We will have a very large number of new members as many of us roll off. And I'm comfortable, I think, that we'll have the value of new perspectives, opportunities for fresh ideas, and also the continuity that comes from having past experience of council. So I think that has worked well. A major factor in my judgment to the working of the council is the participation of board members and of trustees. I can tell you council members value it hugely. I think our challenge is to make it a good use of your time and of council members' time. The agenda committee is, I think, improving in terms of picking topics where we can add value without meddling in the technical decisions that rightly belong to the board. And I make that offer to you on an ongoing basis. We would welcome suggestions both as to topics and how we can interact more effectively. But my message here is a very positive one. My sense is council members are very satisfied with the way it's working, and greatly appreciate those who have taken the time to not only attend but to participate in the deliberations. You have my report. As part of the meeting, we had breakout sessions on two topics. I took the liberty of appending to my report some observations that struck me. Those are derived from my personal notes. We are in the process of developing more extensive summaries of the reports given by the discussion leaders. Those should be available by the end of the month, and we will certainly share them with you. I think they are constructive, and there are some interesting insights. You may agree with some and disagree with others, but we see that as potentially useful input, not only for further council meetings, but in your deliberations as well. There are just a few things that I would like to highlight, and then I would welcome your comments and suggestions. One of the big items for the last couple of years has been the ISB agenda consultation. Three aspects I'd like to comment on. First of all, in terms of the process, and specifically the involvement and use of the Advisory Council. I've reported to the Due Process Oversight Committee that, in my judgment, based on consulting council members, we are highly satisfied as to how the process worked. I see it as an excellent example, both in terms of the timing of when to consult the council and the responsiveness in terms of demonstrating that the views of council were taken into consideration. That doesn't necessarily mean that at the end of the day the board agreed with them. Secondly, we received at our last meeting a staff analysis of all of the input that the board had received on this topic, and it has generated a great deal of input. Members were very impressed with the quality of the analysis of that feedback and said so at the meeting. The third dimension is the Hans report of the board's tentative evaluation and tentative decisions as to what the shape of the future agenda would likely be. And again, council members were very satisfied. There will always be disagreement on relative priorities on individual items, but in terms of the high priority items being very selective and having relatively few narrow focus standards level projects in the near term, council members think that that is very responsive to what we've labeled a period of calm. You know, it won't be calm in any sense of the word, but it will probably result in fewer new standards coming into effect. The next step for council is to discuss what I'll call project proposals on each of those three standard level projects, if indeed those are the board's choices. And we were very pleased that Hans indicated that that step might begin as soon, I believe, as in October. Hans, and we think this is important information. Stakeholders really want a sense of the new direction. I think they will be reassured by the strategy that the board is embracing, if I understand it correctly. So very pleased on that front. In terms of due process and the proposed revisions to the handbook, I think overall council is very comfortable with the direction that is being contemplated. As I say, there will be some specific points for your consideration that arose in the reports back from our discussions on that topic. A few general reactions come to mind. Many members perhaps worrying that oversight is rather like communications and outreach. You can never do too much. But in fact, some are concerned that perhaps we're overreaching at this stage, and it might be one of those things where you're better off to do it progressively in iterations. So that was just a general observation that, if anything, people thought perhaps some of the proposals were a little ambitious. You may recall council urged the board to develop a research program, strong support that that's being done. We started discussing the implications. It's great to say, oh, let's do research. It became evident that it's quite a challenge to manage that process, to make good use of national and regional bodies, not create false expectations, respond to concerns like those that were raised relative to Korea and foreign currency translation, timeliness, those sorts of issues. And I think we'll have an ongoing discussion, and I make that offer if there's any value in a further exchange. We've added academic members to council for that reason, in some respects, to be able to take advantage of their insights in terms of how research can be conducted effectively and efficiently. There was some discussion about the merits of outreach, and again, everyone, kudos for the extreme effort that's been made, but expressing some concerns that, you know, outreach needs to be approached carefully to make sure that you're getting a balance of views and how to weigh that relative to comment letters and other things. It's just an ongoing challenge. The third area that comes to mind would be the question of re-exposure. The council has discussed this several times. I'll express a personal view here, reflecting on the revenue recognition project, which is a very important one, going very well. I have not heard one person disagree with the decision to re-expose. And in fact, people warmly welcoming that decision. And indeed, I would argue, based on hindsight, that re-exposure was necessary. And council has made the observation that we think the criteria that guide the board in terms of evaluating that decision, whether to re-exposure or not, maybe focusing too much on the technical aspect and perhaps not so much on what I'll call the political aspect. At the end of the day, the standards will gain acceptance through the credibility of the process that leads to their formulation. So those, but overall, again, very high level of comfort with where we're heading on due process. The theme that the council has embraced through its agenda committee, and I see it driving us certainly for this year and probably next, is responding to concerns about consistent interpretation and application. We think you can't have consistent interpretation and application unless you have a high level of confidence in the standards themselves. So that's where we're starting at the moment. You will see in our agenda two themes. We are engaging in dialogue with various stakeholder groups We had presentations from the assurance board at our last meeting. We've had presentation from the Integrated Reporting Committee to get a sense of where we think they want their level of participation or not. I think council welcomes and agrees that there is a need for new mechanisms and are anxious to see just what that might entail. And so we have another stream of conversations in terms of what we're calling external involvement in the standard setting process. And I certainly would agree with what we've heard, a lot of interesting discussion about how to take advantage of national standard setters and the regional groups that are at early stages but showing a great deal of promise. Finally, another dimension of consistency, we think, is just transparency in the marketplace as to what basis of reporting is being used. You know, is it IFRS or is it not? And you may recall a year or so ago, council made the suggestion, let's get some data. You know, who's doing what? And we made a feeble attempt at the last World Standards Setters, I must say, it wasn't very successful. My pitch didn't really get the data we wanted. But staff did report at the last meeting. I'm sorry, Chairman, but I did start 15 minutes late. So this is my final point. We heard from staff that there is a project to obtain data on a jurisdiction basis as to what standards are being used, and we would certainly strongly support that. I apologize if I ran a bit over. Do we have time for...
I thank you, Paul. I'm very sorry to show this watch and the... We are in the public session of... Commissioner, we are in the public session of the Board of Trustees. So we will join you in a short time for lunch, and then we have the monitoring board. I'm sorry to have shown my watch, but precisely we have an important meeting with Commissioner Barnier and the monitoring board, and therefore we need to be very careful not to go behind schedule, which we are doing, really. So maybe one or two questions if you have to, Paul. Are there questions on the Advisory Council report? If not, thank you, Paul. Sorry, Pedro, you are...
Question. I just want to say, and I'm sure that I speak on behalf of many of my colleagues among the trustees, and saying that I'm full of admiration of the work that Paul is doing at, as chairman of the Advisory Council.
Yes, thank you. I think we do support this comment. I attended two of the meetings of the Advisory Council since I was appointed, and I have to say that I was really impressed by the quality of the discussions and of the input. Thank you, Paul, for your good work.